Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps, and thanks.
Some birders travel great distances to see rare species, filling out impressive life lists. But not commentator Tom Montgomery Fate. Tom and his boy let the birds travel to them as their migrating friends return to the Midwest.
My 8-year-old son Bennett and I like to watch birds at our backyard feeders. We have a pair of binoculars, a field guide, and a journal to keep track of what we see. That's the point for me. Not seeking out rare birds or dozens of different species, but just learning to see the ordinary birds that live here in suburban Chicago. 4 house sparrows are scratching in the seed when a male cardinal drops in out of nowhere like a shiny fire engine pulling up to a working-class bar. As the chattering sparrows make way for the noble bird, I tell Bennett how the cardinal got its name. Due to its stiff triangular crest and bright red feathers, the male cardinal was named after its Catholic counterpart in the church. We muse about whether the naming has anything to do with its behavior. Does the bird have an elevated sense of morality? When he flies away, I imagine he's off to address a flock of sinful starlings, to hold a chirpy mass in some huge lilac bush with a communion of mulberry juice and crickets. But instead, he flies to his mate, who is singing from a nearby elm branch. He feeds her the seed he has brought her. I don't tell Bennett that cardinals are single and celibate, nor how amused I am by the clutch of red finches that have now gathered around the feeder. Whenever the cardinal returns to the feeder, they all quickly drop to the ground to gobble up the tiny grains that he scatters on them in an odd sort of baptism. "Look, he's kicking the food to them," Bennett says. "Yeah," I say, and they seem thankful. Later, 2 robins, a nuthatch, and a few sparrows are all having a quiet snack when a raucous gang of grackles arrive. They crash the bird feeders like drunk conventioneers who can't believe they've stumbled onto a free smorgasbord. It takes a minute for Bennett to figure out that the birds are grackles and not starlings. The guide helps. Grackles walk on the ground, but starlings don't. Like robins, they hop. We both like identifying the birds by behavior rather than color, seeing more than the most obvious markers. "I count 24, Bennett says. He watches the birds intently. We try to distinguish the males from females and the juvenile birds from the mature birds. It's difficult, but the longer we watch, the more we see.
Tom Montgomery Fate teaches writing at College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois. His nature memoir will be published next year by Beacon Press. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Balinski, Bruce Gellerman, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Jessica Elise Smith, Ike Trishkanjaraja, and Mitra Taj, with help from Sarah Calkins, Marilyn Gavoni, and Sammy Sousa. Our interns are Emily Guerin and Bridget McDonald. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Learish-Dean composed our themes. Our executive producer is Steve Kerwood. You can find us anytime at loe.org. I'm Jeff Young. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science. And Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. The Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve a chance to live a healthy, productive life. Information at gatesfoundation.org. And Pax World Mutual Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.